At 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released export sales numbers for the week ending March 1st. They look like this. Wheat, 15.5 million bushels. Corn, 46.8. And next year, 2.8 million. And soybeans, 20.8 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. The early calls for cash prices in the Midwest hog markets today are mostly steady on an improved demand outlook for next week. Terminals are called steady to weak with tops from $39 to $43. Peoria steady to weak today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt report, The daily direct hog report for Wednesday, March 7th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,963. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $52 to $65, the weighted average $59.43, a loss of $1.19 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.32 to $51.70, and the weighted average was $47.97. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,264. The base price range, $52.75 to $65. The weighted average, $61.48, a gain of 63 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44 to $49.12, and the weighted average was $47.82.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. As we start out this broadcast this morning, we'll go to South America. And as expected, some more rain fell in Argentina during the last 24 hours, and that is impacting the corn harvest and also the soybean maturation. And it does look like there will be some problems if this rainy pattern continues. But it does look like there may be a period of favorably dry weather across Argentina starting this weekend and continuing through next week, and that will allow many areas to start to dry out. But toward the latter part of next week, there could be some more rain, although not heavy, in Argentina. So that's one concern area right now of crops that are growing is the wetness in Argentina. During the last 24 hours, there were a couple of areas that got the concentrated rainfall. One was up north in northern Santa Fe and southern Chaco on over into Santiago del Estero. The other area of significant rain of over an inch was from portions of southern Entre Rios across southern Santa Fe and very far southern portions of Cordoba into northern La Pampa and also much of Buenos Aires. So those areas were wet and continued wet from the previous day. So it's a problem in some place. Ceres in Santa Fe province has picked up almost 9 inches of rain in the last couple of days. And Villa Maria, I guess you would say, in Cordoba, picking up a little over 4.5 inches of rain. Just some ground truth down there. It has been wet. Meanwhile, in Brazil, dry weather, so that's favorable weather for late maturing crops and also harvest operations. And dry weather continues in the northern growing areas of Brazil after all the wet weather but last month, and as a result, conditions continue to improve for soybean cutting in that area. But as we look at the situation, basically the problem area is Argentina right now, and it does look like they may start to dry out a little bit as we go through the weekend into next week. Now, in the United States, we're looking at a situation where parts of the Corn Belt are still snow-covered. Still primarily Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are snow-covered, as is Michigan. Most of Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri and Kentucky not snow-covered right now. So that's about the breakdown there. And we're going to have milder air coming in next week. That'll start to eat away at the snow cover. We do have a weather system that's going to move through the Midwest tomorrow into Saturday. For Illinois and Indiana, most of the rain is going to come anywhere from tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow night, and in Indiana, at least eastern and southern Indiana, on into the day on Saturday. Most amounts are expected to be light. It would be favorable for drier weather around here, but right now we're not seeing that, although we're not expecting heavy rain from this system or another one that may affect parts of the Midwest early next week. In the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, only a few showers expected, mostly dry weather. They could use a little more going into the crop going out of dormancy here in the next month or so. So that is an area that could use a little more rain. The Midwest, plenty moist. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 501 3/4, down 3/4, last trade up 3/4. July, 506.5, unchanged, last trade up 3/4. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 465.5, down 1, last trade down 0.5. May, 479.5, up 1.5, last trade up 1 3/4. July, 490, up 0.5, last trade up 2.5. March corn opened at 415.5, down 1/4, last trade up 1/4. May, 425, up 0.5, last trade up 3/4. July, 433 3/4, up 1, last trade up 1.5. December, 409, down 1/4, last trade up 1 3/4. May beans opened at 757 3/4, up 4 1/4, last trade up 3. July, 773, up 1/4, last trade up 2.5. Novies, 765.5, up 1/4, last trade up 2 3/4. May soybean meal opened at 222.50, down 10, last trade up 140. May soybean oil opened at 30.20, down 1, last trade up 15. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales out this morning. Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the corn, 46.8 million bushels. That's above the trade estimates. Of course, we're coming off a really weak week. Last week when we came in at 12.5 million. So this kind of a plus. Continued talk about a transportation strike in Argentina could boost a little business to the U.S. short term. Commercial buying's a little bit supportive in here, but I think the corn market's going to be up a penny, maybe a penny and a half, not too much.
Total commitments are 1550.3 versus 1323.7. A year ago. Why would USDA perhaps increase ending stocks on Friday?
I think there's going to be a stretch to increase ending stocks unless we see a big drop in livestock feeding. I do not expect to see USDA lower corn exports at all, even though it's pretty logical at given prices to see the not all the exports that have been booked actually delivered.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. 20.8 says we're still getting business that South America is not.
Yeah, we are. And at this time of the year, it's kind of back and forth between booking between South America for short-term delivery and the U.S. for short-term delivery. As we get into the summer, that'll all shift to Brazil. Higher energy markets, metals markets this morning, decent export bookings at the high end of the trade range. Beans will be up 2, maybe as much as 3 this morning.
The wheat?
On wheat, a lot of talk about breaking dormancy. Some issues, I think, on the soft red winter wheat where there's been too much ice on this wheat for too long. Export bookings came in at 15.5 million bushel, about the middle of the trade estimate, up 0.5, maybe as much as 2.
Merck saw a rally yesterday. More of the same today?
Merck saw a great rally. Open interest is record high on these cattle. The Merck at the on the cattle futures really had a gangbuster right outside day. Futures will be up 50 cents, maybe as much as a buck.
Hogs,
futures probably lag a little bit there. Small Saturday kills expected. We'll be up a dime, maybe as much as 25 cents. Weights, I think, interestingly, weights not backed up much by last week's storm because weights just don't bear it out.
Interesting. Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web for you each and every day with our radio audio broadcasts at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.